Good morning. It's October 26th. My name's Russell Holloman, and this is my Trio podcast. A couple things I wanted to touch on this morning. First of all, I had a couple of requests for that Rush Nazi file that I kind of played about 30 seconds of yesterday. So there's a link up on the blog site for that, mobilepodcast.org. We do have a new domain name. Somebody was kind enough to donate a one-year lease on that, so it's out there. We haven't moved anything over to a server under that domain yet, but it is Alias or Ghost or whatever. So, mobile bucket. Well, that's just the fun of one take podcasting. You forget to stop the music, and the next segment kicks in. Sorry about that. Anyway, mobilepodcast.org. The RSS feed has been automated. If you are picking this up on an RSS feed and have not yet changed the address, please do so. The last extension of the podcast file is now PHP instead of XML. Also, too, I wanted to mention that we've been playing around with DivX files. There have been some questions floating around and people doing some DivX podcasts, if you want to call it that. If you've got a DivX-capable device, we are putting a DivX version of this podcast out on an RSS feed on our blog, and it is formatted for playback on the Trio 600, because this is a Trio 600-produced audio podcast. Obviously, the video is not produced, but it is formatted. So if you've got a Trio 600, it will fit perfectly on your screen. If you've got some other DivX device, well, I'm sorry, it's encoded to 160 by 160. Anyway, I got a lot of good feedback about the Rush file that I put out there, and if you did happen to hit upon the blog and listen to the whole thing, you notice that it's not exactly PG-13. And also notice, too, I guess without the regulation and everything else, that a lot of these podcasts are not PG-13. So in that spirit, and in the spirit of playing with sound quality and splicing in audio files, we are going to go ahead and splice another audio file in at this point. And this one is specifically for the kitties. So I hope you enjoy. And that tune was downloaded from Mother Goose Rocks. It's kind of a cool website out there that has a lot of these children's tunes set to you know, various music styles. That was a free download from their webpage, free download in its entirety, so I'm not really sure if I'm breaking any copyright laws or not, but they're distributing it for free, so I thought I'd play it. Don't see that they'd have a problem with that, especially since I mentioned their name. And I'm sorry about the delay there in getting the file in. You know, you practice something three times, and then when you actually go to do it, it doesn't work. And one of the goals here is to try and do all of this in a single take. And, well, anyway, I futzed that up. So, moving right along. I'm not even going to mess with the Houston Chronicle today. It's, you know, very disappointing. Actually, there was one interesting thing, now that I say that. They do make mention on the front page, iPod's competition. Several challenges are hoping to take a bite out of Apple's vast iPod sales. And you turn over to the B section, if I can find it here. Or maybe it's the C section. Or maybe it's the D section. I don't know. Here we are. Business section. And what's really funny is they talk about the iPod fiscal sales through the fourth quarter. 2.02 million units, which is very outstanding. And they talk about Sony, Arcos, Creative Labs, Dell, iRiver, and Virgin Electronics trying to get in on the game. And they give a quick little matrix to try and compare the units. Now, I don't have an iPod, so I don't know how this really works. But they are saying that a 20-gigabyte iPod with 12-hour battery life costs $299 on the street. Okay, $300. Just running down their matrix here, the only thing they've got really close, Dell's Pocket DJ is $279, has 20 hours of battery life. I read a review on that, and I read that the interface on the unit itself is very good and could probably give iPod a run for the money. I think it's the integration. I think that's where the iPod really kicks ass, is its integration with the Mac sounds and all that stuff. I'm using Microsoft's media to try and keep my pod synced up, or my trio synced up with my podcasts that come in, and every morning I just end up dragging and dropping. It just doesn't work right. So, you know, I think that's where it really gets it. The Virgin is $250, 8 hours battery, 5 gigabytes. I'm not even sure why they throw that in there. Creative Labs Zen Micro is $250, 5 gigabytes. And Sony, you know, God love them. They used to just be the shit. And now, you know, they're finally implementing MP3, I understand. Or at least accepting it or whatever. But, yeah, there's a unit. It's a 20-gig unit, 30-hour battery. That's not bad. It's $400. You know, I'm sorry, Sony. I love your stuff. I got more Sony products in my house than probably any other manufacturer. But, you know, when it comes to this type of technology, it just seems like you just completely just don't get it. So anyway, that's the only thing in the Houston Chronicle even worth mentioning today. from the BBC World Live, or Worldwide News that I get every morning, we've got the top five list for today is the highest earning dead people. Dead celebrities, I guess. Coming in at number one is Elvis Presley, who earns a record $40 million annually. Second runner-up is Charles Schulz. He's the creator of, I guess, Peanuts. J.R.R. Tolkien comes in third. John Lennon comes in fourth. And George Harrison rounds out the top five with $5 million a year annually. Wow. Okay. Lastly, I just wanted to throw out a few Trio 600 tricks. For people who aren't familiar with the Trio, you know, it's more than just a cell phone. It was designed to be a cell phone first, but it is running a Palm operating system, and it is basically a computer in your hand. And any software that you can load on it, you know, you can accomplish anything that you set out to do with the right software. It's like any other computer. I mentioned the DivX feeds that we're doing. You can get a little application called MM Player, runs about $14. And it'll play DivX movies. And there are utilities out there to convert, you know, like a video feed. My server records off television a couple times a week and then automatically converts that over to a Trio format for me. You can also, I'm told, I haven't done this, but I'm told you can do it with DVDs. the minute that becomes legal, I'll admit to having done it. And you know, I mean, it's just it's really well, there's no limit to what you can do with one of these things. It's got a camera built into it. It's got the speakerphone built into it. I can run a Palm version of a Word, Microsoft Word clone that reads and writes in Word native format as well as Excel native format. It's really a great unit. So here's a tip for those people who might have one already. If you're like me, you have to hit a couple extra buttons to get to your phone book. By default, when you turn it on, it's ready for you to dial a number, but I never dial numbers. I only look people up. Well, if you go to that first phone screen and you go to your preferences, buried down in there, you'll see where it says typing. Of course, I probably should have prepped for this, but there is a checkbox in there that tells the phone when you start typing that you actually want to look somebody up rather than start dialing a number. And so those few extra keystrokes you're having to do now, you do when you want to go dial a number manually rather than look one up. And it's just one of those neat little features. So I dial by name now. If you know, I dial first letter of the first name followed by as many letters of the last name as I need for it to find a match. And man, it works great. Another neat little feature, if you've got a Trio 600, if you've set up your speed dial buttons. When you go to set up your speed dial buttons and you go to the blank where you can put in the phone number, you've got a little L or something there where you can look them up in your phone book. And you look somebody up and you select, let's say, their mobile number. And it plugs their mobile number into that speed dial button on your screen. Well, here's something that a lot of people don't know about, and I don't know why because it's very well documented. But if you use your little touchpad to go to that speed dial button, and rather than hitting the middle navigation button to dial, if you hit your space bar, it actually brings up a list of every phone number that's listed for that person. So let's say you've got your best friend's number on speed dial, and by default you put in his home number. Well, you can just scroll to it, hit the space bar, and you'll get every number that's listed for him in your address book, and then you can just click on the one that you want. So it's kind of like having 5 or 6 or 7 phone numbers on a single speed dial button. It's very handy. Anyway, that's about it for today's Trio podcast. I was really hoping to be able to do some sort of telephone interview today. We've been playing around with different things, but I haven't found any takers yet, so we'll just have to save that for another day. Today we're just going to, like I said, play around with quality. Part of the reason that file was inserted when it did is because this podcast is now being done in stereo, and that music, although it is compressed quite a bit, should sound a lot better than the audio from yesterday. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and upload it now, and appreciate you tuning in. Again, my name is Russell Holloman, and this is the Trio Podcast. Check us out at mobilepodcast.org. Thank you.